All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of
Live from the Lair.
And I received quite a few emails in regards to this whole drizzle, sprinkle, sprinkle bullshit that's going on out there. And I was asked to weigh in on it, so I shall do that now.
Some things in life just keep popping up, like Joe Biden's Peg D whenever he sniffs a child. But there's also Nelson Abick. He's a talented writer and friend of the regiment who put his money where his mouth is to help us save lives and fight demonetization. So if you like kick-ass sci-fi, check out his Too Cool for Earth series on Kindle. Book one is only 99 cents, the other four are just $2 each. That's cheaper than AOC at the glory hole, and far less teeth. Book 6 is coming soon, just like your mom. Scan the QR code on the screen or click the links in the Meat Gazer box to get your read on. Because it's better to have your head in the clouds than to have your head up your ass.
Let's get this straight here. All right. Now, I've watched some of those videos about the drizzle, and it's my opinion that those guys are poking fun at the ladies out there.
Hey, look at that. Look at that. No shit.
I just got to say, ladies, I think you girl boss too hard and you feminist a little too much. And the men of today are done. They're pretty much done. And if you want, to get a piece of the action in the future, you might have to come off some dollars. You might have to ask some dudes out. The game is changing. Now, not for me. I'm out of the game. And, you know, I'm a old school kind of guy, so this drizzle thing doesn't ring a bell with me.
Fascinating story. You thought of adapting it for the stage?
But I understand where they're coming from. I got a list behind me of all the shit that men are supposed to do now to be competitive in the dating game. And it is absolutely ludicrous. All right. First thing on the list here is they want men to pay for all of the dates. All right, well, that's old school. Now, typically in current year, you go out on a date with a woman for dinner and there's a couple drinks. It's a $250 bill at the end of the night.
Oh, yeah, just walk out like I'm not going to do anything.
Bye-bye.
That's a decent amount of change for no payoff at the end. I'm just saying. Next, you have... You got to have that career where you're making, I don't know, $100,000 plus. Otherwise, they just look at you and call you Dusty.
How much should a guy earn for you to date him?
Over 500K, close to $1 million. If he doesn't, I'm not going to say yes. Do you hear me?
I don't know. I've played around with that female delusion calculator and it's just unbelievable what these women think they can demand on the open market and what's available. There's such a disconnect. I don't even know where to begin with that. Next, we have you got to have a house or an apartment.
Cleaning the windows means cleaning both sides. Am I right or am I right?
All right. Now, if you're a dude, you're probably not going to be able to buy a house until you're about 26, 28-ish, and you got 2 to 4 years and you're on the job and you're making down a decent amount of money.
Wouldn't look that way in the court transcript.
Just in the beginning, you got to pay for the dates. You got to have that magical career. You got to have a house and a car, and there's a car here, and you got to have adequate savings because, you know, she's got to have her half of your shit. Because if you marry this woman... In current year, half of your savings, gone.
I didn't hurt you. I didn't even marry you, cleverly hoping to avoid moments like this.
Some states, they play the game. You get what, you know, you leave what you came with. Listen, that almost never happens, especially when a baby shows up. All of the laws, rhyme, and reason goes right out the window. All right, now you got to be 6 feet tall. Sometimes you got to be more than 6 feet tall. There's nothing a dude can do about this. It's the genetic library. Or genetic lottery, not library. Sorry about that. And you got to have the six-pack. Now,
I'm ready to be judged.
I don't think most women understand how hard it is for a man to maintain a six-pack.
You suck at math.
Carb cutting, a lot of exercise, a lot of sit-ups. You might have to get into some pharmaceuticals. And then to maintain it is also a whole, shindig of bullshit. And to be honest with you, I like pizza too much. I like chocolate cake. And if I don't have abs, then sue me.
You can't be serious.
Next, you have to sacrifice. They want these women of today. Well, they've always wanted this. They expect their men to be masculine and willing to sacrifice their life and their health for the ladies. Okay. We're now in our third generation of this feminist experiment with the whole no-fault divorce bullshit. And let's just be honest. Feminism has been very upfront stating men and women are equal. So, ladies, I'm just going to have to give you the man answer. Defend yourself. Take care of yourself. Man up, cowboy up, ranger up, whatever you want to call it. Because men and women are equal now. Right down the middle. Enjoy that shit.
You asked for a date while your finger was in her boyfriend?
Charming, entertaining, and fun. All right. You're like the constant source of entertainment for these ladies. Now, I've said this before on the show, and I'll say it again. No one can ever make you happy except yourself. It is absolutely ludicrous that you expect men to juggle cats and chainsaws to entertain you on top of everything else on the whole drizzle list.
Oh, and wait till I put the thermometer in.
They also want the guy to not be a Republican and not be a conservative. Can we see how small we're making this dating pool now? It's getting pretty peaked here. And here are some things at the bottom I added that I have seen some TikToks on and some YouTube channels. Ladies out there actually think that a man is going to show up.
Hi.
Pay your bills, pay your rent, buy your outfit, maybe your mani-pedi.
Fuck you, suck my dick.
And then pay for your Uber cab or babysitter. Now, first of all, you single mothers out there, I'm just going to give you the heads up. Money's getting tight. Men have woken up to your bullshit. That's why only 6 out of 1,000 are getting married. And I'm going to bring that number to 0. And you did it to yourself. Drizzle, drizzle, wah, wah, wah. All right, now over here, we've got some of the sayings some of these ladies have been saying over the years, like, I don't need a man. I need a man like a fish needs a bicycle. I got a job, got my own money. I can do it for myself. Then what is the problem? What is the big deal with the ladies going off the hook over this drizzle stuff? Is it because we're showing the mirror to yourself so you can see exactly what you're doing?
This woman is on a 72-hour psychiatric hold. She tries to run, shoot her.
Or when somebody says the whole drizzle thing and you get all upset because, you know, you're still living in the past thinking that, you know, men are going to step up and do all of this stuff for you. Well, we're done. We're done doing that. It's all on you now, ladies.
Ow! What is your problem?
You!
In 10 years from now, there is going to be a glut of lonely, desperate women out there. And they don't have anyone to blame for it but themselves. They bought into this whole feminist racket. They're, doing all the bullshit out there on the streets, opening up for anyone. Some of these ladies get, walk across the stage in high school with 1,000 cock stare, thinking about, the pepper mill maneuver, the ball juggle, the whole deal.
How about we start with a small, tossed salad.
You're destroying yourself. You're destroying this country. You're destroying our culture and civilization. Straight up. They've destroyed the nuclear family. And guess what? This country and the Western world is going to go through some very hard times coming up. And when it gets real bad, we're going to see all of these so-called feminists crying, sucking up the men because they want to survive. They want to get by. They want to live the easy life. Well, those days are coming to an end, ladies. And you did it to yourself. Take it easy.
In your head.
Space.
On your face.